It's been Britain's biggest recession since World War II. All areas of the country have had to suffer from the economic downfall. I'm here in Gillingham High Street, one of the three towns located in Medway, Kent. This area in particular has suffered badly from the credit crunch. A report in June last year by the South East England Development Agency found that 4.3% of the labour market in the Medway area are now claiming on job seekers' allowances. This is compared to the regional average of 3%. The drop in freight volume and port traffic on these coastal towns has only added to what was a high unemployment rate in the first place. So with some families in Medway desperate for cash to pay the bills, I've been speaking to the local pawnbrokers, who say they have seen a steady increase in custom since the recession began. Jeff Hughes works at Cash Generator in Gillingham High Street, and he says he has seen far more customers enter the store in the last couple of years.
I would say a little more income, and probably because people are out of work and needing money. That's pretty much what we get at the counter. They've all lost their jobs.
What do pawnbrokers offer over at High Street Bank?
On the whole, it's the fact that we give instant cash, and there's no credit checks as such. So, yeah, instant cash is probably the best thing.
So what products do most of the customers decide to bring to the pawnbrokers?
I would say DVDs and computer games are probably the top. And after that will probably be the actual computer consoles. It's mostly electrical DVD players, etc.
Barry Stevens owns a second-hand jewellery shop in the High Street, and he says that the recession, coupled with the rising price of gold, has made it a fruitful year for his business.
Well, certainly turnover volume has increased, generally due to the sale from our part of scrap gold and second-hand items. Obviously, because there is better value in second-hand items, that's where the general public are purchasing.
If the recession ends, do you anticipate a loss of income, or do you think you'll keep maintaining the standards?
Hard to tell. Obviously, volume income coming in from the scrap gold sales is very high, so that obviously will deplete. But by the same token, if the gold drops, then that will make new items more affordable, which at the moment they're not.